latte belly, occasional missives from a Southwest 8 cafe.
So it's Friday, 9th of September. My aunt's just left the cafe. We meet here most Friday mornings. I break off from the writing to meet her here for breakfast. I'm very close to her. She's seen me grow up. My next of kin, though she wouldn't have any idea what that means, her English being so poor despite her 45 years here. My next of kin has, since I become single, been passed around like the Man U captaincy was for a few years before Ferguson settled on Vidic as his permanent captain. You know, it's gone from one friend to another. I don't use my cousins because they don't live in London. I feel your next of kin should be someone really who's just about 5 minutes away. So it's now passed on to my aunt. That may be a short-term thing. I think the lack of communication skills might be a problem there. I need to find someone new, probably. Owing to this procedure that I had earlier this week, which I covered on the podcast, rather than meet my aunt at the cafe, I met her at the flat. She had some stuff to bring me over that I'd not been able to collect. Two things I don't like about visitors coming over is obviously the shoes thing. That's an issue. I have this no shoes policy. I don't like people coming in with their shoes walking around the flat. And using my loo, I think there should be a law that if someone lives less than 10 minutes away, they can't use their, you know, they can't use your loo. Thankfully, my aunt never uses my loo. I think that's probably more out of fear than any other reason. I closed the bedroom door. I didn't want to see in the bedroom. It's I'm a clean guy, but I'm a messy guy. Unfortunately, my flat is subsiding. It has a real incline, and my bedroom door is prone to opening even when closed. I closed it before she came in. By the time I let her in, I've got this weird door system thing where I have to actually go downstairs even after I've buzzed people in. There's a second door, and I still have to go down there and let them in. So by the time I brought her up to the flat, the door had opened, the bedroom door had opened. My aunt saw the state of the bedroom, decided to make the bed for me. Walked into the bedroom with her shoes on. She left her trolley, shopping trolley, in the hallway. So my aunt made my bed in a way that it's never looked. My bed looked normal. It looks normal today. She said if someone came over, the bed would look good for them. Obviously, she's not talking about my male friends. I know what she's getting at there. She was in the bedroom with her shoes. I was trying not to look. Now, when we left the house just earlier, you know, this is Lambeth. These are filthy streets. We're heading north on the South Lambeth Road. Overnight, some dog had gone to town, done its business. I'm pointing these new, fresh deposits out to my aunt. I'm saying, watch it there. You know, giving her gentle hints. Said it once, wasn't too sure she'd heard me. Saw her just miss one, so I said it again. This time she walked right through one, and I'm thinking, you know, she's probably done the same thing on her way down here from Stockwell. She's pushing this shopping trolley. God knows what she's pushed this shopping trolley through. In the end, I realised I just had to stop looking at her feet. All I could do was focus, as always, on what I was walking on. That's all I could do. But I figured that I had bigger problems than that. I had tissues in the bedroom. Now, I'd like to tell you the tissues are there for blowing my nose, and they might well be, but tissues in a bedroom, under your pillows, in the bed, they're not going to look good. She'd have seen those, she might have been thinking, what else are the tissues for? You know, she's probably going to be thinking, he's on his own now, he needs to do what he needs to do to get through the day, he can't be dragging a heavy sack along the South Lambeth Road. You know, Mickey Boyd is always advising me to perform a certain act if I'm struggling to sleep. Now, I can neither confirm nor deny I take his advice. What I'm telling you is there are usually tissues under the pillow. And, you know, I'm afraid of going back to the flat now, walking into the bedroom and seeing the odd tissue lying there. I don't want to see that. I'm scared of going back. I'm scared of seeing what my aunt might have seen. I don't want to see that. And if I didn't have this this strict no-shoes policy, I'd probably call up a mate, get him to go around there ahead of me, scout the bedroom ahead of my arrival, remove any incriminating evidence before I get home. Someone with a poker face, someone whose expression isn't going to hint at what horrors they might have found, someone who isn't going to judge me. You know, I'm scared. I don't, you know, my aunt might have seen the tissues. That bothers me. Follow me on Twitter at 1607 West Egg. Listen to the podcast, the Daniel Ruse Tyson podcast. That's on iTunes and Jellycast. Till the next time.